By a remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is telling Americans that democracy prevailed and now is the time to unite to heal. On Monday evening, Biden, for the first time, bluntly condemned the attempts by President Donald Trump and his allies to overturn the results, calling it an unprecedented assault on our democracy. Not even an abuse of power can stop a peaceful transition, Biden said. Just hours after members of the Electoral College voted in every state and the District of Columbia to formally give Biden more than 270 electoral votes needed to certify his election victory. Whether Biden's message of unity will have any effect remains to be seen. Biden is preparing to be sworn in as the 46th U.S. president on January the 20th. The U.S. Corona vaccine program is underway. Healthcare workers were among the first to receive the vaccine on Monday. A U.S. government spokesman said pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and partners delivered the frozen vials to 141 of the 145 targeted locations during the first day of the rollout of the vaccine. Healthcare facilities in American Samoa, the U.S. Virgin Islands, the North Mariana Islands, and Guam are still awaiting supplies. Attorney General William Barr, one of President Trump's staunchest allies, is resigning amid lingering tension with the president over the president's baseless claims of election fraud and the investigation into President-elect Joe Biden's son. Barr went to the White House on Monday, where Trump said the attorney general submitted his letter of resignation. Trump said Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become acting attorney general. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. A bipartisan group of lawmakers unveiling a proposal for COVID-19 relief as Congress searches for a final agreement. The proposal includes billions of dollars for businesses, the unemployed, and for schools, along with money for vaccine distribution. It also includes $160 billion for state and local governments and provisions shielding businesses from lawsuits related to the virus. But the path forward is unclear as Congress, congressional leaders, that is, and Trump administration officials are trying to negotiate a final solution to the virus relief and government funding, possibly by a targeted deadline of midnight Friday, to deliver a completed package to President Trump. The kidnappers of more than 300 students from the government science secondary school in Nigeria are demanding a government ransom to free them. Katsina State's governor said the boys were taken during an attack on their school Friday night. A joint rescue operation was launched Saturday by Nigeria's police and Air Force and Army, according to the government. The military was in gunfights with the bandits after locating their hideout in the Zangopala Forest Saturday, according to a statement from President Muhammadu Buhari's office. Authorities say the school was attacked. Police engaged in a gunfight with the gunmen, allowing many of the students to scale the school's fence and run for safety. Ethiopia sent civil servants in Tigray back to work Monday and ordered gun owners to disarm as President Abiy Ahmed's government attempts to restore normality in the northern region after weeks of war. Some power and telephone links were also restored in the regional capital after communications blackout that started during the federal troops' offensive back on November 4th. Abe has declared victory over the former local ruling party, the Tigray's People Liberation Front. The powerful TPLF dominated the federal government for nearly three decades before anti-government protests propelled Abe to office in 2018. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara is beginning a controversial third term in office while appealing to the opposition, that is, to end tensions after election-related violence claimed dozens of lives. Ouattara promised the creation of a national reconciliation ministry in the next government while stressing that violence and intolerable acts should not go unpunished. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.